The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, who we are happy and proud to partner with once again this year. Cog Hill features 72 holes of championship golf, including the world-famous Dubs Dread. They have a completely renovated practice area and driving range. It's essentially an academy that you can go and spend not only the day improving your game, but at night they've got lights now and two bars as well as a food truck to spend some quality time with some friends and family. They've been doing it this way since 1927, folks. Go out to coghillgolf.com to learn more. We're also brought to you by our friends over at Sharp Focus Nutrition. Let's face it, when you go out and play golf, you probably don't eat and drink very well. Well, a couple hot dogs, a few beers, yeah, we get it. Sharp Focus Nutrition replaces all of that with a systematic way to not only stay replenished throughout your round, but to also improve your game in doing so. Go out to sharpfocusnutrition.com to learn about their system. Let them know that we sent you. Pick up a system right now. sharpfocusnutrition.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more.
Three, two, one. All right, now you can start the show.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to call... This is take two, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Are we calling this the Golf Unfiltered Podcast?
I think we should call it Golf Unfiltered Podcast, : Have Clubs, Will Travel.
That's going to be hell on the title for SEO purposes, but we're going to do it.
I mean, really, it's really Have Clubs, Will Travel. It's a... Adam Fonseca, Chris McEwen joint.
Correct. And This is something that we didn't talk about in the dry run. But
it's true.
You and I have been kitbitsing a lot about possibly doing a show like this where we go to golf courses, we play the course, we try the food, we drink the drink.
Right.
And today, where are we?
Elgin Country Club in Elgin, Illinois. 35 miles northwest of Chicago.
Right.
Hop, skip, and a jump down I-90.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you here. Shout out to Joe, who invited us out and hosted us and took pretty good care of us.
Really. Yeah, very good care of us, I would say.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed all the things there is to enjoy, I believe, here at the club.
Yeah,
including the ambiance here.
Right. I may play that piano at some point.
There is a grand piano,
a beautiful grand piano.
Yeah, right across from us.
Yeah.
And where we are right now in the club, I believe, and I'm going to butcher this, and I apologize, but it's the membership's private wine collection.
Right.
Where I'm not going to call anyone out, but there are names of members on either side of this beautiful fireplace with their private wine collection.
It's pretty great.
Which is a typical Saturday for you and me.
Well, yeah. For sure. I have one of these in my house. I don't know what the big deal is.
So
I got to say, though, you know, when you hear, we talked with Joe about this, when you hear, as soon as you walk up, you get like, it's not your traditional country club vibe.
No.
Like, before you even talk about the golf course, I mean, I would just like to, the clubhouse is incredible. It's huge. There's all kinds of rooms. There's a awesome. Their outdoor space is amazing. They've got separate fire pits.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, of course, the pool and pickleball and ping pong by the pool. And there's music going. And it's just a kind of a relaxed sort of thing. It's a cool place that happens to also have a golf course, good golf course.
That's a perfect way of putting it, I think. Yeah. You know, and it is cool because so I grew up working at a private club.
Right.
People know that who have listened to my other show. Coincidentally, also a Tom Bendelow design, which Elgin Country Club is.
this club was formed in 1901. I believe the one that I worked at that is now defunct, unfortunately, I believe it was like 1907 or something.
Was
like
it really?
That.
So, okay.
Very old.
Yeah.
The course we'll talk about in a minute, like you said, a lot of the features that you love from an old course by that man. And Tom Bendelow, like we were talking about before we got going, pretty prolific.
Yeah. Bendelow is kind of everywhere. He's touched, he died in Chicago or suburb of Chicago. He came, he migrated in the early 20s into New York and then eventually made his way out here. He's basically touched 700 golf courses, give or take.
Yep.
So yeah, like we were saying, if you've played golf more than 10 times, you've probably found yourself on a Bendelow. And the way that he designed courses, I think he called them like sporty.
Mm-hmm.
They were sporty courses because they were made for anybody. So I think we kind of proved that. We had between you, me, and Joe, we probably ran the gamut of handicaps.
Right.
But a very playable course, not overly penal, plenty of space, but at the same time,
we got a special guest. We saw this on social.
Yeah.
And we're going to make some room for this. What is this, Chris?
So listeners who can't see this, this is the box that looks like it's full of smoke.
Oh my God.
And there's a drink. Oh, it smells so. There's the reveal.
Look at that. She even turned it to the camera, which is.
I know. Very professional.
Ruth is a pro.
And what's this drink called? This is the Elgin Country Club Smoked Old Fashioned. There we go. Elgin Country Club Smoked Old Fashioned. Let me get all this stuff
out of
the way.
Thank you so much, Ruth.
Thank you. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
Just one of the many features here at Elgin Country Club that the membership enjoys daily. And we would do nightly, I would say, if we were here.
It's too bad. Yeah, right.
Oh, here's the impromptu review.
It's delicious.
Yeah, pretty good. It looks pretty good.
Very good.
It's actually a pretty healthy pour, too, I see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
So
that smokiness is just outstanding.
Yeah, yeah. And those who are, obviously, you're a big bourbon fan, mm-hmm. as am I.
Mm-hmm.
Our mutual friend Dan, also shout out to Dan Hauser.
That's right.
Yeah. So we were talking about Bendelow. He also did a little course known as Medina.
He did. Yeah. Yeah. He did Medina number 3. And people will tell you that have played. I have not played Medina number 3.
No, I haven't either.
Currently, I think they're going through a major renovation, but there are whispers, there are hints here that got moved to and got implemented at Medina. And I mean, we talked about this too. We're going back to it being very playable, very forgiving,
mm-hmm.
not overly penal, but also if you, just because you got to the fairway, doesn't mean you have an easy second shot into any green.
We found that out today. Yeah.
Yeah. There's not, for sure. I mean, just wonderful fairway, slopes,
mm-hmm.
you know, that challenge you, false fronts, on all these greens. I mean, how many times I hit that amazing four iron punch
you
out.
You did.
That didn't make it enough onto the green and it rolled back 30 yards. Same with you on 18.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. The undulations were incredible. And it's funny because hopefully some of the members listen to this and they're probably going to be just laughing knowing that, I've been there. I know that shot roll.
Yeah, right.
You know, and even, you know, some of the signature holes that I would say, including the, we got
and
no,
now there's
food,
food
now. There's food.
Telling you what.
Yeah.
They are now, delivering.
Those are the world famous.
House chips.
House chips.
And
Asiago sauce. Look at this. My goodness.
You guys are the best.
Thank you so much.
The Elgin burger with pepper jack cheese.
Yeah.
Well, I got fries too.
Nice. Look at this. Look at this.
Tell you what. Just spoiled.
At any rate, so the YouTubers watching this, they're going to, you're going to eat. It's fine. You got pickles there too. My goodness. Some of the features of the golf course, even some of the signature holes. First of all, the golf course in the middle-ish of June right now.
Yeah.
We've had a big stretch of no rain.
Correct.
Rain's coming tonight, thankfully. The course itself is in immaculate condition.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, the greens were running great, a little quick, mm-hmm. but we were told that they could even be quicker than they were, which, my goodness, I don't know how
I'm
that's
sure the
possible.
Members are laughing at us for saying that, too. Like,
right.
Look, guys, look, members, women, boys, girls of all ages. We play munis, man. We're not used to these pure, greens. To us, they're pretty quick.
They were very quick. And the false fronts, punitive, if you miss it.
Yeah.
But yeah, not to the degree, like you said, Bendelow likes to make courses sporty. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't one of those things where you were going to just completely ruin your round.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. No, I would classify that when we had a blast. Yeah, it's a absolutely super fun course. I could play it every day and never get bored.
Yeah.
We talked about like just the different ways you could go, because you have the one of the things I love about a golf course. Now, this is our first episode of Golf Unfiltered Podcast, colon, have clubs, will travel. I love having options. I love being able to bump and run with a 7-iron. I love to be able to go driver or 4-iron off the tee box.
Right.
I love having those different options, and I feel like you could go out and play this course a different way every time you went out.
100%.
Like, I think it's just so much fun.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights from the round. We won't go hole by hole.
Yeah, no.
But one of the things that stuck out to me was hole 10.
Yeah, yeah.
The tee box on 10.
Par 5. Yeah, yeah.
You know, one of the things that was abundantly clear here was that this is a club that is casual.
Oh, my God.
Yet sophisticated.
Right.
If that's even possible, they pull it off.
I feel like I've been described that way, casual.
That's 100%. Yeah, absolutely. How would you describe the scene on the 10th tee box?
So it's the best. It's right. So as you move from, well, there's a couple of things that they've really done well with the routing. We can talk about the routing too, how much we loved it.
Yeah.
You hit the original replica clubhouse 4 or 5 times.
In the halfway house.
At the halfway house. Yeah. Yeah. So that's great. But as you go from 9 to 10, you pass the bar, the grill, and you tee up at the tee box, roughly 3 feet from the pool.
Literally 3 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're next to the fence of the pool, and the pool is great because there's music. This is a modern, it's a very modern club in my mind.
Yep.
Very like, just, we talked about on the course, the days of, and thank goodness, because this, they would never let me hear, but the days of, you know, stuffy and very strict sort of decorum at a country club are kind of slowly evolving. I won't say they're dying, because there's right, a place for them. People want them, fine, but they evolve. And so, yeah, you're going to tee off right next to a pool, mm-hmm, where there's ping pong and music and splashing and a great time being had. And I absolutely loved it. I thought it was so much fun. And that, I feel like that, to me, really encapsulates the entirety of this place.
Absolutely.
Like really, really good golf. Obviously, you know, there's no pace of play issues at the club, but just kind of chill, man. And you just go and hit your ball and find it again and do it and hit it again.
And the best part that we noticed, at least one of the best parts, there were many, was the fact of the people playing here.
This is a call out by you, which is really, yeah.
That we must have seen between 8 to 10 couples, and we teed off around just before 3 o'clock, I think, on a Saturday.
Yep.
And the number of couples, the number of women on the course, and Joe, our host, even mentioned that women here at Elgin can play at any time, any day.
Yep.
You will not find that at many private clubs.
No. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome. You noticed it well before I noticed it, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if I just like kind of took it for granted or something, but of course, you know, you can play with your wife or whatever.
Yep.
But kids playing, couples playing, friends playing. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's funny you say the kids, because we were just waiting while you were doing some drone footage outside.
Correct.
And we were waiting, and there was Joe and I believe it was hole 9, I believe, on that par 3, the little short par 3.
Yeah, yeah.
There, I mean, the girl on the green couldn't have been older than 2. Like she had the golf club was higher than her, she was out there hitting, you know, the putter. It's just this place exudes family.
Yeah,
and I love the way you put it. It's a modern club with a traditional backdrop, I would say.
Yeah,
which itself is being renovated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, Joe, we need to talk about that too.
Like, yeah, I mean, Joe walked us through, and he had mentioned, look, I won't say that it's a dated clubhouse. He used the word dated. I would say it's a very nice clubhouse. It is extremely big. I mean, we would get lost.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, I was afraid when he sent me to the bathroom and didn't wait for me. I'm like, I don't know. If I, yeah, well, do I need to put a string? Do I need to mark walls?
So this
I
is where I live back? Now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, it's, yeah, I mean, it's traditional, you know, but I think, like you said, his vision 2025 to right. really not just the course, but the amenities and the clubhouse, like, you know, just to refresh yeah. it, which, you know, cool, man.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Great.
Dave Essler, we're told, is in charge of the renovation.
Right. They are going through and touching every bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And there are quite a few. We found ourselves in many today.
Correct.
I can tell you the ones that I think they only have three holes left, I think, to renovate, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they're beautiful. They're great.
Yeah.
It's almost, I use the excuse myself because I was not good out of the bunkers today, that I just wasn't used to having such nice bunkers where you can be super aggressive
right.
to get the ball up and out, but whatever.
Yeah, you and I are used to putting. Probably not raked.
Right.
It's definitely filled with rocks and large puddles,
which is fine. They're a hazard, right? Supposed to be hazards and played as it lies. But yeah, these are sandy and deep. And the big thing I think that Joe was talking about was when they drain, they will drain.
Right.
Like now they're not going to hold water and things like that. So that's really great.
Right.
Yeah.
There's people watching this saying, well, just don't hit it there, Bozo. I mean, that's what.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
it's true.
That's easier said than done.
I've heard hitting the fairway is fun too. But I don't know. I'm not that familiar with it.
Golf Unfiltered is proud to partner once again with Mizuno Golf for 2023. Mizuno Golf is offering their new JPX 923 irons. And if you haven't heard about these yet, go out to our YouTube channel and see a full fitting that I do with Mizuno at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. These irons are spectacular. They've got three metals, five different options of irons spanning the player's spectrum. So you are for sure going to find something great for your game. Go out to MizunoUSA.com today to learn more. So what I find interesting about this place too is, you know, you and I, we've talked about we are Muni golfers. We're public golfers.
For sure.
That's our people.
Yeah.
But you and I felt, and I don't want to speak for you, but at least I felt completely comfortable here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know, sometimes, because we've played at private clubs before, and sometimes, you know, members will look at you and you're like, they know that you're a guest.
Right, right.
I didn't experience that once here.
No, man, everybody wanted to talk to us.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wanted to talk about the club. They're really proud of it. They're really happy to be here. They wanted to tell, we stopped at the halfway house at one mm-hmm. point, and I can't remember his name now, but he was telling us he's 37 years here. And
yeah.
You know, they were saving up for this renovation and they're super happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be. I mean, the course is incredible. I can't wait. Again, the outdoor space is awesome. Just awesome.
It was funny because they had mentioned, Joe was telling us during COVID, they had to, just like anywhere else, had to adapt for the seating.
Yeah.
And outside on the patio, they had seating out there to the point where it was so overflowing that they actually had to have seats on the first tee.
Yeah, when you walk through, when you get to go to the first tee, you're walking through tables and chairs. Thankfully, no one was there to watch us tee off. But, I mean, there could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been a full house and they could all have been sitting there. But
right.
And the other thing, too, I think is fun. He had mentioned that and he had warned us. He's like, well, if we come up when there are people on the balcony, up on the deck, you're going to hear them.
Right.
Because they're going to talk to, like, they, you know, they play games from the balcony and whatever you want to call it, the deck.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really good call out. And it's a compliment to the members of how laid back and welcoming they are. I personally, as someone that doesn't do a lot of country club golfing, you can be a little intimidated by it, right? Like, I don't want to offend anyone or break any rules. I'm a guest here. But, I mean, the minute you pull up, they're like, I don't know, everyone's just super hospitable and friendly. And, yeah, it really is. It's a great I hate to use the word vibe a billion times, but it's a really just great vibe here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not quite party, but it felt like a lot of energy. It felt super comfortable. We've been using that word a lot, too.
Right.
You know, shout out to the Bagroom boys, too, because we saw you. We know that you guys were working hard.
That's right.
You know, former Bagroom boy myself.
Right.
You know, I can't let my boys go. But, you know, and it's just, it's one of these clubs, too, that they like to joke that it's a hidden gem in the Chicagoland area. It's funny because I don't come out to Elgin very often, but I have driven down that road.
Sure.
And
Route 20.
I had to look twice and be like, oh, that's where it is.
Yeah.
And Joe's like, yeah, we get that a lot.
Yeah. I will say this too about that kind of hidden gem piece of it. For something that sits in, technically Elgin's a city.
Right.
It's not surrounded necessarily by houses.
No, not at all. Really?
If you want it to be a quiet round, you can have it be a quiet round.
Yes.
If you want it to, you know, if you want to play a little bit of music in your cart, you can do that too. But like, it's not a subdivision golf course.
Right.
It is.
Right.
It's a standalone golf course, and you've got some houses around the edge of it. The routing of it, I think, really lends itself to that, which we can talk about a little bit. But yeah, it's, I mean, the only time I thought about the houses was when the dude was doing yard work playing Led Zeppelin.
That was amazing.
off the yes. one green, which I appreciated.
That's my people.
Actually, yeah.
And I know it is yours.
Yeah.
So the routing itself.
Yeah.
Spectacular is a word that comes to mind for me.
Yeah. I think we both have a bias towards these older courses and the other thing too, I thought was, and I mentioned, I think I kind of realized it around the sixth or seventh tee box. They don't have signs in the ground.
They do not. You called that out.
Right. With the hole number. It's on a plaque on the ground. So what that does is, well, A, because it's a nice old course and the routing is very sort of, it just makes sense. You know where to go.
Right.
From green to tee, which I really love. But then there's nothing interrupting your view when you move. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I really appreciate and I like about a golf course is that
same.
You don't have any signage. It's just like, and I didn't realize there were plaques in the ground until six or seven because it just made sense the way that you move through the golf course. And I really, really like that about, I really enjoy that when golf courses are designed that way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, you put it perfectly. It's an old school design feature, I feel.
Yeah.
Because we've seen that at Skokie. We've seen that at Flossmore. We've seen that other places.
Right.
Just, you know, dropping names here, I guess, of courses that we played, whatever. Now we can add Elgin to it.
That's true.
The caddies, I believe they have an extremely good caddy program here. I'm sure they appreciate the routing. This does feel, we obviously took carts, but this feels like a course that you could walk multiple times.
Oh, my God.
Easily.
Sure. 100%. Yeah. Yep.
And what I really appreciate, too, is just... Like you mentioned, it's tee box, green tee box. It's right there.
And a couple of shared tee boxes, which I also love a shared tee box.
Yes.
At the same time, though, it does not feel claustrophobic.
No. Good call.
I never felt like I was going to hit someone on a green or a tee box or whatever, an adjacent tee box. So it still has that space to it. But yeah, I mean, it just all really made sense just going around the golf course, which is awesome.
And a golf course that's 116 years old-ish.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
It's a course that holds up even today.
Sure.
They're making renovations. They're moving some bunkers for the long game. I think Joe pointed that out earlier.
Yeah, there was one, I think it was a par five. You hit into the bunker.
I did.
Quote-unquote bunker that doesn't exist yet, but it will exist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a perfectly placed decision-making bunker. So you can push your par five, but you have to account for that bunker, or
correct.
You can lay up and play a little bit safer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, it just, oh, we can talk forever about the things that we liked
probably.
About this course, but let's talk about our favorite holes. Okay. Now I don't want to put you on the spot. So I'll give you some time to think.
Okay.
Obviously 16 is their signature hole.
It's 16's pretty fun.
It's a
pretty
hole. You had an extraordinary.
That might be my
shot.
Favorite.
What I think was really cool about it, and it even speaks more to, or once again revalidates the community aspect of this golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about what was right to the right of the cart path.
Oh my God, this is the best. Yes, thank you for calling that out. So on 16, it's a par 3 over water, 145 yards.
I believe it was around there.
That was
it?
Yeah. And so you hit your shot from the tee box over the water. And if you're like me, you put it within like 2 feet, but it's not a big deal. But then as you're pulling up or walking the cart path, there's a home it's set back. There's a little pond. You got some swans. Mm-hmm. But then there, and I'll try to, when we do the video, I'll put, I have footage of it. So if you're out watching on YouTube, you're going to see this podcast, or sorry, go to Adam's YouTube channel and subscribe and watch the video. But there are two coolers there full of beer.
Yeah.
That are essentially donated. There's a little dish if you want to throw some bucks in there, but they're donated by the people of that house. They just, because you're, so it's 16. You've already gone past the halfway house again, mm-hmm. around 13, I think, or something. So, you know, if you need one more pop, there it is. I mean, that is, oh, thank you for calling. I forgot about that. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's such a cool thing. They have some sign. They have some funny golfy signs that are there, and just a really, really cool, unique, hyper-local kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Just little things like that, which are going to stick out in our minds. I mean, the golf itself was great, and we'll get to your favorite hole. But, you know, other holes that stuck out to me, I think, you know, even just hole nine, you don't see a par three on the ninth hole far too often.
It's true. It is very true.
Yeah.
Which is also that's a good hole too. I'm trying to think, there was some that when I was flying the drone out, 10's a really good hole.
Mm.
10's a dogleg right. You've got a lot of undulation in the fairway. If you play it right, it's a par five. If you hit a good drive, you're going to get the downslope kick.
Right.
And you're going to get a shot at you make that decision where you're probably, the other thing too, I think is fun is that the par fives are, I think Joe called one or two of them like 4.5s.
Yeah, right.
Like they are gettable.
You can get them.
The golf course will reward you if you hit a good shot on those par fives. The first hole too is the same way. I think you were introduced to you hit the fairway on the first hole.
Right.
Like that's cool. Whatever. But you didn't have a flat lie.
I did not.
Yeah. Which I really appreciate that.
Yeah. This is one of those courses that you're like you said, while we were playing, you could play it every day as I could too, but you're going to get different lies every time you play it.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And if anyone, I think we talked about on the very first hole, maybe if anyone's played the Pete Dye in French Lick, it's got some of that to it. The fairways have some of that to it where you're going to hit. I hit a natural fade. You hit a natural draw. And so what, I don't know if your draw is natural. I don't want to speak.
I have no idea.
But I do hit a natural fade, but you can play it into those slopes.
Right.
Which is fun too. So when I hit my fade into a slope, it works out well for me. When you hit your draw into a slope, it could be hazardous. You could get some rollout, which I think is fun. Like you have to think about how you want to shape the ball. At the same time, there's, like we said, there's enough forgiveness in those fairways. Certainly missing a fairway is not a death sentence for your golf ball either.
No.
And so you can recover from that, which I did often today. But, but yeah, I mean, it's a really fun golf course.
Yeah,
for sure.
Overall, just a really good experience. I know people are watching this on YouTube. They're wondering, like, are we going to see Chris take a bite out of his
burger? I was
just go ahead and do it. It's been sitting there forever.
It's a brioche bun for listeners.
We have something else. This was not expected.
Oh, there's a skillet involved.
Is this a skillet cookie? Oh my god!
Yes. Okay.
So now we have to take care of this. We should do this more often.
Yeah,
Ruth. For sure. Ruth, you're great.
Ruth, can I have an extra? Oh, you have a napkin there. Can I borrow a napkin?
I use that napkin, so you don't want to use that.
Oh, there's one right there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ruth.
So let's wrap this up because we got
That's a really good burger. That's a really good burger.
Yeah, we got ice cream we got to eat now, too.
I have to eat. I'm going to have to eat in reverse. I'm going to eat that ice cream first.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right. So any parting thoughts?
Just again, thank you to Joe. Yeah. For having us out. Thank you for everyone for putting up with us being here.
Yeah, thanks to the membership.
Just if you have the chance, I don't know if we can include, I mean, you can go to their website, whatever, look at some membership options. I guess what I would tell you is this is a very welcoming community. It's really great for, like we said, kids, spouses, non-golfers.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens to also have a very, very good golf course.
Yeah.
A really fun golf course. But really, you could come here and hang out by the pool, have a meal, you know, have some dessert, whatever it may be.
Sit by the fire, grab some wine.
Right, yeah.
A skillet cookie.
And golf is very almost secondary, but it's it's a pretty great place.
Yeah.
I really like it. I really do. I think Joe does a really good job. He represents, maybe the membership will laugh at this, the members will laugh at this, but I feel like when you meet Joe, you meet the members.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's just like the guy, he's just a dude, you know? Like, he's just a really good dude.
That dude works hard too, man.
Oh, God. He was pressing the flesh. Handshakes and baby kisses all round.
He would see someone three holes over and he would run over.
Just talking to everybody. Yeah. God bless him. Yeah. It's a lot of work to be Joe.
It is.
But yeah, no, I just, those are my thoughts. I think it's a fantastic golf course. I can't wait to play it again. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe mistakenly, invited us back.
That's a problem.
Which, you know, that's on Joe. Sorry, man. but yeah, I can't wait to play it again. I can't wait to hang out here. I can't wait to eat this ice cream, this skillet cookie.
Yeah, it's melting quickly, so we're going to have to wrap this up fast. I would agree with everything you just said. I would also say that if you're thinking about joining a club and you've not yet, this is one of the ones that you should put on your short list, especially obviously if you live in the Chicagoland area. It's just outside. I mean, it's a little bit of a drive from Chicago, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
The renovations, I am extremely excited to see.
It'll be fun to watch the progress here.
Absolutely.
For sure.
With that being said, we're going to close it up. Thanks so much for watching. This is Golf Unfiltered, Have Clubs Will Travel. That is Chris McEwen, my buddy. You've seen him on the show many times. Be sure to follow him
sure.
at Chris McEwen. He also has a podcast with our buddy Bill Bush. He does That Range Life, a show sometimes about golf.
Yeah. Kind of.
Sometimes. Kind of sometimes. Right. Go follow us at Golf Unfiltered, and we're just going to get to eating this now.